When you or someone in your family feels sick or gets hurt, chances are the first call you make is to your primary care physician. Ever since 2010, Michigan has been a big part of a demonstration project to make primary care better, to keep people out of hospitals, keep them healthier. It's called the Michigan Primary Care Transformation Project. With us today as we continue our week-long look at the state of health care in Michigan, the project manager, Diane Marriott, and Natalie Adewunmi. She's a registered nurse and a care manager with the Arbor Park Office of Integrated Health Associates in Ann Arbor. Diane, you have described primary care physicians in today's offices, and these are your words, as hamsters running on a wheel. What do you mean by that?
Certainly, healthcare is changing, and as healthcare changes, there are more and more things that have practice has to grapple with. And often primary care is front and center at that. So sometimes it's described as doctors and care teams running faster and faster and faster on that hamster wheel. And this project is an opportunity to provide an additional resource and additional complements to the primary care office that will help not only the providers to feel more capable of really servicing patients, but also give some assistance to patients and connecting them. And Natalie is front and center at that. She's an example of a real live care manager. And care managers are the important resource that really is unique to this program.
Right. So let's talk about this role you have, Natalie, as a care manager. What do you do, first of all, in the office to help slow down the hamster wheel?
As a care manager, I definitely have more of a luxury of time with patients, and I have a panel of patients that are specifically mine to care for, and so I do get more time either on the phone with them or with the primary care physician in the office.
When we talk about these patients, are these could any patient get you, or do you have specific health concerns that you're there to help them with?
I work with patients that are either they have a complex health mm-hmm. history or very challenging illnesses that they're dealing with, but I also work with patients that were trying to reduce the risk or stop progression of, you know, something getting worse that I can work on goals with them also.
You actually track patients in basically in near real time. What does that mean?
Yeah, I think our real time efforts are twofold. You know, we get to be in the primary care physician's office, so we're getting lab values real time. We're getting discharges and admits real time. We're getting specialty notes so that we really can look at the whole picture. And the other part of real time is, I think, the proactive outreach. So there's a time when they're in the office, but that time in between, a lot of things come up. And as a care manager, being able to reach out to them has led to many very timely interventions for the patients.
And that could be through the phone, which
through the phone, yes.
Saves having somebody coming in and paying
That's
for
right.
a visit.
So. That's right. Yes, we do lots of telephone follow-up after they've been in the hospital. Right away, we're there reaching out to them, making sure they're stable at home and they have their questions answered and their medications straight, and then also in between appointments with physicians.
We're talking about the Michigan Primary Care Transformation Project and the way that this demonstration project is changing what primary care means in Michigan. We have the project manager, Diane Marriott, and we have a registered nurse and care manager, Natalie Adewunmi. I'm interested in another building block of this, and that is care available after hours. That's a big part of it, isn't it?
Such an important perspective. The concept of a patient-centered medical home or a primary care practice that goes above and beyond what patients have normally experienced in care includes access at extended hours. So not just that 9-to-5 or 8-to-5 time window. Perhaps that's time after hours in the evening. Perhaps that's time on a Saturday with the whole focus on being available to the patient when care is needed.
And we're not talking about the urgent care or the doc in a box. We're talking about, I love the term medical home. So it's the practice, if it would be going to Natalie's practice. Mm-hmm. So Arbor Park Office, Integrated Health Associates, someone might be there after hours.
Yes, we have early morning hours. And as a care manager, I work one very late till 7 o'clock every week. And then we also have a call center that's attached to it's an IHA call center that allows patients to call any time of the night or weekends or holidays and is a resource to them.
So part of the Michigan Primary Care Transformation Project has been getting more care managers like Natalie into offices around Michigan?
Absolutely. There are 400 care managers through the training and really great job that our Care Management Resource Center has done. We have 345 practices. In those 345 practices, there are 400 care managers that are placed. We deal with 1,800 physicians and over 1.2 million patients throughout Michigan. So if you think about it, about a tenth of the state's population is serviced by the Michigan Primary Care Transformation Project. And we should also say that we couldn't do this without the support of our five payers, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Michigan, Blue Care Network, Priority Health, Medicare, and Medicaid.
And this whole project was a government demonstration project. Show us how well you do, and Michigan was one of the eight states picked?
That's exactly right. The original announcement came out in 2010, and it challenged states around the country who were interested in building these patient-centered home models to submit applications. Michigan submitted an application and was one of the eight that were selected. We began our project on January 1st, 2012, and this is our fifth year.
And it should be noted, this was supposed to be a three-year project, but let's talk about a good news story. Michigan has done so well.
Absolutely. From the results that we've seen to date in the Medicare evaluations, we're the best performing state among the eight. And after 3 years of operation, we sought advocacy for an additional two-year extension, received it, and we're just so grateful to our stakeholders and to all the hard work of the participating practices. It really makes Michigan a great success story and one that serves the patients in Michigan.
Diane Marriott is with the Michigan Primary Care Transformation Project, and Natalie Adewunmi is a RN and care manager with Integrated Health Associates in Ann Arbor. I want to thank both of you for being with us. And again, the website to find out more is mipct.org. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.